This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Saturday's rocket attack that killed a dozen children on a soccer field has sparked new warnings of a wider war between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Thousands of mourners joined a funeral procession on Sunday for 12 children who were killed in a rocket attack on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
There is no justification for terrorism, period. And every indication is that indeed the rockets were from Hezbollah.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tokyo said Israel had the right to defend itself, but he said Washington also did not want to see further escalation in violence.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Venezuelans are voting in a presidential election whose outcome will either lead to a seismic shift in politics or extend by six more years the policies that caused the world's worst peacetime economic collapse. Whether it is President Nicolas Maduro who is chosen or his main opponent, former diplomat Edmundo Gonzalez, Sunday's election will have ripple effects throughout the Americas. That's because government opponents and supporters alike have signaled their interest in leaving the country if Maduro wins the election. More than 7.7 million people have already left. An estimated 17 million Venezuelans are eligible to vote. The Syrian port of Tartus hosted a parade of warships and other vessels that are included in the Russian Navy Permanent Operation Unit in the Mediterranean Sea as part of Russia's National Navy Day on Sunday. Syrian representatives greeted the Russian crews and toured the warship. The main naval